listening in hour number two of the program, 800-259-9231. Fickle CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We start things out here. Coming up, though, got to talk about a 60-year-old business that has been shut down over the most asinine of reasons. We'll get to that here in moments, but first we go to the phones, to the fun amp line. Brian is on the line from Colorado. Brian, hey, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm depressed.
Oh, why?
Well, you know, my son Cooper and I went to the Liberty Forum last week, last weekend, and we had the time of our lives.
The time, I have to say, it was probably the time of my life. It was awesome at the Liberty Forum. Just
it was
mind-blowing.
Yes, it was awesome. There was all those people. And, you know, Cooper, of course, he was the second most handsome man there.
Behind me?
Behind you?
Yeah, behind Mark.
Oh, that's so nice.
And, I mean, it was the best thing about it is there were people of all across the board, every culture, every belief, every, you know, every background, old, young, but we all had one single thing in common, and it was the most important thing in our lives.
Hmm.
And, you know, you were able to talk to somebody that you never met before, walk right up and say, hey, where do we go now? You know, what are you about? But we all had that kind of the freedom is the most important thing concept. And you didn't have to spend a half a day talking to somebody to tell them, you know, what we mean by freedom. Oh, I live in the land of the free. No, they knew it. They get it. And there was, 500 people there?
Was there 500? Was that the final number?
Well, that's what I've read today. There were 350 people who were registered ahead of time.
Right.
And I guess last year there was 130 and 250 showed up or something. But, yeah, I heard 500 today. You know, those numbers are all just kind of speculative.
Right. When I was in the watching the Ron Paul rally, the last event of Liberty Forum, I guessed 600 people, and they were crazy. They were hanging from the rafters. They were so excited. I mean, they would just Ron Paul would speak, and then it'd be 30 seconds of cheering and clapping and people standing, and, you know, it was amazing.
It was exhausting.
It was exhausting. There was a lot of aerobics involved in the Ron Paul speech. Up, down, clap, clap, clap.
It was like a religious revival, except we weren't. I guess there was some faith involved, you know, the faith that this guy's going to get in there and hopefully help us do something, get a little bit closer anyway. Mm. So now I'm depressed because I'm back here, and I'm, you know, all by myself with my family. But I have vowed to move even faster.
Well, that's what we found.
That's
what we found has happened to a lot of people. I mean, whether it be last year's Liberty Forum or this year's Liberty Forum or the Porcupine Festival, which happens in the summertime, so many people will come here to New Hampshire and they'll experience that camaraderie. They'll experience that closeness to others of like mind, others who believe in liberty. And it really just invigorates them to get on the ball and get here as fast as possible because, again, as we've said many times, there is no better time than now to get active for liberty. Whether it means for you to come to New Hampshire, part of the Free State Project, or to get active where you are, really, sooner rather than later is a good idea.
I wouldn't want people to be misled into thinking that living in New Hampshire is like being at the Liberty Forum all the time. It's really cool to have a bunch of liberty-minded people around you and that knowing that you can go and talk to them at any time, but it's just nothing is like the Liberty Forum.
Well, yeah, and we were reminded of that when the hotel said, "Well, there's a bunch of people walking around here with guns, and you know, the gentleman on the left, Mr. McCain, says that worries him, so you need to all take them off."
I don't think they actually said that. From what I understand, someone complained to the management. Management said something to Chris Lawless, the organizer of the forum, and he, I guess. What was the term? He said that apparently the management never asked him to tell people to remove their guns. They asked him to tell people to be, I guess, a little more wary or something like that. It was sort of an in-between. It wasn't really anybody was forced to change any of their behavior necessarily. It was very strange how that all played out. Someone definitely complained, but the hotel did not respond with any sort of mandate, as I understand it.
Well, the hotel, you know, it's their private property. They can do what they want. But, you know, it was just kind of frustrating. But at the Ron Paul rally on Sunday, I was in about five rows back, and I counted at least three people who had their weapons right on their holsters.
Right.
Within, you know, striking distance. But, you know, that's not what it's about. It's about, this is my right. But do you think the Secret Service would allow that? Obviously not.
Well, certainly John McCain has no Secret Service detail because there were people all over the hotel, and McCain was walking right by them with guns on their hips. So. Yeah.
Well, the last thing I have to say is that it was interesting. I talked to at least three people at the beginning of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, hey, you know, where are you from? And, oh, I'm just visiting. I'm looking at this thing. It sounds kind of interesting. And I said, well, you know, come on to New Hampshire. I haven't come yet, but I'll be there soon. But they said, oh, no, you know, I got too many things going on. And you know, I'm too entrenched where I am. I talked to two of these three people on Sunday, and they said, I'm moving.
Yeah.
I'm there. I'm out of where I am, and I'm moving here.
That's awesome.
The Liberty Forum is an amazing event.
I'd like to just sort of throw in a caveat to what Mark said earlier about how it's not always like the Liberty Forum. Well, of course not. It's only a couple times a year that many people get together in that sort of fashion. However, the more people that move here, the more activism there will be, the more opportunities there will be for you to spend time with people like that. I mean, here in the Keene area, we have get-togethers on a weekly basis. It's not like the Liberty Forum, but it's still like-minded people getting together and
mm-hmm.
socializing and that sort of thing. So there are certainly opportunities to connect with these folks on a regular basis here in New Hampshire.
Well, I wrote an article last year for Lou Rockwell where, you know, I figured out that I can't change the world. I'm not going to get rid of the government. I'm not going to do any of this stuff, but I can make myself free. So my article was about your own mask. You put your own mask on first because only when you can breathe can you help others. If you're
yeah.
suffocating, there's no way you can do it. New Hampshire is my mask. And if I can put my mask on, then I might be able to start helping others. But until I do that, I'm suffocating.
That's a great point.
That's how I see it.
Yep, you've got to set yourself free as much as possible first, and then bring other people into the fold. And I think that's exciting. Did you actually get published on Lou Rockwell?
Oh yeah, Hoser, you read it.
Oh, okay. That sounded familiar. You should send him another one now after the Liberty Forum. Now that it's
over. I will.
Very good, Brian. Any other thoughts tonight?
No, that's all I want to say.
Thanks for the call. It was great meeting you over the weekend, and we'll see you here sooner rather than later.
Very good.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, that's 800-259-9231. So whether it's, I don't know, reflections from the Liberty Forum or something completely different, we're here for you. This story from phillyburbs.com. The Bucks County Health Department has shut down Garinser's Exotic Ice Cream, a New Hope institution whose owner unsuccessfully ran for borough council, calling for greater efforts to revitalize the business community. The health department closed the
Sounds
shop.
Dangerous already.
The health department closed the shop Monday after an inspection earlier in the month cited disrepair, health code violations, and this is the key issue, a refusal to hook up to public water as required. The 60-year-old ice creamery at South Main Street is owned by Bob Garinser, a New Hope personality who's assailed the borough for ignoring merchants' needs, and was three times served as General George Washington during the annual reenactment of the Continental Army's crossing of the Delaware on Christmas Day, 1776. The decision to yank the shop's license to operate came after repeated warnings that it needed to hook up to Bucks County Water and Sewer Authority lines instead of relying on well water, said the county. In 2006, commissioners approved new regulations that say restaurants must use public water if it is available, a move that aimed to protect health by ensuring uniform water quality and supply.
To protect the county's monopoly on water distribution.
Right.
Now, there's nothing here saying that his water is anyway substandard. It's just a refusal to hook up to county water.
Right.
This is like any company coming to you and saying, well, if you don't use our company, you're out of business. And that is not the way America works, people.
Well, companies can't do that.
Well,
the government.
But this is a water company. It's the government's water company.
Right, right.
And they're using
the water authority, Mark.
They're using the force that they have. They're just trying to force people to do things.
No,
that's wrong.
Wait till you find out what the hookup fee is.
Oh,
800.
$5,000.
1-800-259-9231. We'll talk more about his public water and why the city has an issue with it, why it doesn't matter, and take your calls as well. 1-800-259-9231. Still on the way. Breathalyzer tests now mandatory at one New Jersey high school. We'll hear from you as well. You make the call. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It is your show. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki, over 1,500 pages, created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
And how would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
800-259-9231. Back to the story here, and then your phone calls. Ice cream shop shut down It had been open for 60 years. No one had any problem with this
60
ice cream.
Right. Years.
No one had any problem with this Garancer's Exotic Ice Cream in New Hope, and this is from PhillyBurbs.com.
No one but the government.
Well, exactly. And the decision came after repeated warnings that the shop needed to hook up to Bucks County Water and Sewer Authority lines instead of relying on well water, said county bureaucrats. In 2006, the bureaucrats approved new regulations that say restaurants must use public water if it is available, a move allegedly aimed to protect health and ensuring uniform water quality and supply. Andrew Schaefer, chief of the county's environmental bureaucracy, said Garancer's only being asked. He's only being asked.
Sure, he's being asked.
To follow.
If he was being asked, he could turn it down and say no.
Right.
And he's not being asked. He's being ordered.
Right. His business would still be open, but they've shut it down. Anyway, government loves to use those terms. Oh, we're just asking for this. No, you aren't. You're threatening, sir. There's a big difference. Anyway, he says they're being asked to follow the same rules that every other restaurant in the county must live by. See, we've forced everyone to do this, so why can't you just get in line, Mr. Business Owner?
All the other black people are slaves. Why aren't you?
He's thumbing his nose at us, really, said the bureaucrat. It's his choice. If he doesn't want to do it, fine. But the regulations are the regulations. Garancer on
and
Friday.
Freedom's freedom, you know?
Yeah, well, would love to taste some of it. Garancer on Friday vowed he'll never hook up to public water, which he charged as expensive and less pure than what comes from his well.
Right, and I'll bet you that's the case. I'll bet you he provides the very best water he possibly can. He's been there 60 years. He's had plenty of time to make sure that he has the best water he can get. And what, I mean, who's to say that the city's water, the water authority, as they called themselves, who's to say that they provide clean water?
Well, just because the bureaucrats want to say it.
Right.
Garancer, who, by the way, lives above his shop, which means that he drinks the water.
Right. He lives in the water that he chooses to serve his customers. Customers that have the option of coming back every single time.
Said his water is tested regularly and even has an ultraviolet monitor. As a shop that sells ice cream exclusively, customers aren't even drinking what comes from the tap. Though Garancer himself, again, lives above this location.
Now, what did you say? They don't... Well, they, what?
It's an ice cream store.
Well, don't they use water in the making of ice cream?
I don't think
so.
Maybe he buys it elsewhere.
If he makes ice cream on site, you would think there's some kind of water that he's using on site.
I don't know, man. He's just claiming that customers aren't drinking what comes from the tap. Anyway, Garancer says this isn't about an administrative pissing contest and not public safety. I'd be very happy to appear before a judge here if that's the way it's going, and that's the way it's going.
But likely the judge is, I mean, you know, from what I've seen recently, the judge is just going to do whatever the county says anyway.
Sure. New Hope in 2001 aimed to deal with the Bucks County Water and Sewer Authority, which agreed to provide public lines for the entire borough. A clause in the pact said no property would be forced to hook up. However, an add-on that Garancer fought for as a member of... A clause in the pact said no property would be forced to hook up, however, an add-on that Garancer fought for as a member of the council at the time. No one means no one means no one, said Garancer. You don't have to hook up to public water. The bureaucrat said the county's ordinance trumps any contractual agreement between the sewer authority and New Hope of restaurants in the borough. See, screw your contract. So you can't have a contract with the government because they can just come around and make new rules up and say, change the rules, sorry.
And you'll obey or we'll take your crap away from you. We'll take all your property.
Now, of restaurants in the borough, only Garancer has refused to hook up, though Union Square is asking for a variance that would allow it not to. Administrative hearing will be blah, blah, blah. Garancer hates the government, said the bureaucrat. He's told me to my face he hates the government. He's trying to make him sound bad, but sounds like my hero.
Yeah, I hate the government, too.
Garancer said he plans to appeal the decision to close
it
down.
I hate all the people in the government that want to just tell you what to do every step of your life. I mean, if it's not some Republican telling you, you're not allowed to imbibe certain substances and you have to be home at a certain time or whatever it is that they're telling you, that you've got to worship our God. It's some Democrat telling you that you've got to give money to this cause and that cause and the other thing. They're both flip sides of the same coin. They're dirty politicians. They're thieves that want to put their hands as deep as they possibly can in your pocket and take away the money that you earned for yourself and your family. They want to take the food and the shelter away from right away from you and your family.
Just like a parasite. Garancer said he plans to appeal the decision to close him down, which resulted in the layoffs of his 5 part-time employees. Screw your little employees. You haven't followed our water rules, and now they're out of jobs. Ha! We've shown you. So not only did they shut this man's business down, but the collateral damage is these kids, which usually it's kids that work in ice cream stores.
Usually.
These kids have been put out of jobs. That's not very nice. That's not very caring. Why, I thought government cared about you. I thought government positions itself as, you know, your nanny from birth to death. But clearly they only care about adherence to their absurd rules. He says he's willing to remain shuttered for weeks or even months if need be, saying, I'm not going to put a time on it, more than willing to sit it out. The one thing I guarantee you, I will not hook up to public water. Tying into public water lines would cost Garrincer a $7,500 sewer authority fee.
Holy crap.
Plus the price of actually hiring the plumber to do the job.
That is insane.
That's a big jump from as late as October, when Garrincer would have been eligible for
it. But it's not about the money.
Wait, Mark, there was a deal on the table and he passed on it. See, the county offered him a cut rate.
Yep,
new manager bureaucrat said the authority had agreed to charge only a $1,500 fee until October 31st.
Well, it's certainly cheaper than they were offering, but so he doesn't want your stinking water, people.
One of Garrincer's opponents for the council in November said Garrincer has only himself to blame for the shutdown. Council member Ray Velasco said, "He's known about this and the rules and regulations for a long time. I can't even say I feel sorry for him, because he knew it was needed." Beyond the lack of public water, and I'm sorry, I have to disagree, by the way. No, how could you possibly blame Garrincer? It's this bureaucrat, these bureaucrats, these elected officials that make arbitrary rules that do nothing at all but enhance the government's coffers with multi-thousand-dollar fees and the like, and just get people to obey. It's their fault. It's their fault for creating these asinine rules that are completely unnecessary. Everyone drank water fine for the last 60 years, and then they decided to make this new mandate in order to protect public health. Well, public health wasn't in danger at any point. Anyway, beyond the lack of public water, the inspection also cited problems that included food handlers who were not wearing hair restraints, poorly maintained concrete flooring in the dishwashing room, and abandoned equipment that was left in the shop instead of being removed.
Abandoned equipment. I mean, you know, they're not using something right now, so they have to take it, you know, it has to be removed from the shop.
I'd like to point out that it said earlier in this article that Mr. Garrincer had run for council. And it's very interesting how often things like this happen to people that run for office.
Right. You know, you stand up to the bureaucrats, you say, "I'm going to participate in this democratic form of government." And what do? The people that are in there, the people that have the power currently?
They target you.
They bring it down on you like the hammer of God.
1-800-259-9231. Now look, I'm not against cleanliness, okay? I'm not against all that, but there's a way to do it without government involvement and keep businesses safe, keep consumers safe.
The only
safe.
Thing that's dirty here is the bureaucrats.
Yep, more on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured your debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features for free. So enjoy those on us. Those features include, by the way, archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, go and grab them up for free online at freetalklive.com. It'll cost you zero, except the time it takes to click on the link and download it. Freetalklive.com. In fact, doing that an entire year for free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Sound money's under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th. All of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates and register for the lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. Also, when you go to libertydollar.org, you'll find out more about their upcoming 2008 Liberty Dollar. Even though the government has gone in and been just generally awful to Bernard von Nothaus and his helpful staff over there at the Liberty Dollar, they're continuing on, pressing forward. With a new revision, a new version of the Liberty Dollar, and looking forward to their continued success, or what possibly could count as success now.
Apparently, you can have the new Liberty Dollar in your hands by as early as the end of the month.
Very cool. I'm hoping we'll have more information on that as it develops. Once again, that's libertydollar.org. 800-259-9231. Real quick, just a quick point to those of you that heard us talking about this ice cream shop that has been shut down in Bucks County. I believe that's near Philadelphia. Anyway, this ice cream shop, been open for 60 years, had been shut down allegedly because of some health code violations, including food handlers who weren't wearing hair restraints, poorly maintained concrete flooring in the dishwashing room. I don't know why that exactly is going to... I'm not sure why that's a health violation, and abandoned equipment that were left in the shop. Certainly not the most egregious of violations, but I don't want people to think that Free Talk Live is for dirty restaurants. No, not at all. We're for the marketplace providing cleanliness.
Sure, and, you know, these issues may very well be legitimate. I don't believe it for a second. But they,
oh, he's being politically targeted, no
right.
doubt.
It seems clear explained. To me from that article that that's the case.
Right.
But maybe that's so. But I absolutely, positively believe that a company can come along and handle certifying a restaurant, certifying restaurants all over the town, all over the nation.
Right.
As a matter of fact, there's a Zagat's, Z-A-G-A-T, does this sort of thing. You know, they rate sort of top restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
But why can't there be other rating companies?
There can. The only reason they
rely
aren't.
On their own their own reputation. For their
right.
rating. If they give a bad rating, people are going to say, oh, I'm not going to a restaurant that's rated by Mark's rating company anymore.
Yeah.
He's just in it for the money.
Right, he's a shill.
Yeah.
So you're right. The marketplace could easily provide these services. It's the reason why you don't see them so often is because, well, people presume the government's handling it. It's the same thing with government schools. I mean, people presume that kids are getting a good education because the government's handling it. We
right.
don't have to think about these things. But
and Thomas Jefferson said when he was involved in the founding of this country, he said that liberty requires vigilance. You have to be vigilant in the protection of your liberty.
Yeah.
You can't just sign it all over to the government, because when you do, things like this happen. People get attacked for political motivations. Their businesses get shut down
right.
because they don't agree with the people that are in charge.
Right. An independent third-party organization that was certifying restaurants wouldn't be able to shut down the restaurants. They could just give them black marks and publish them openly. They
right.
wouldn't
and
be able to target them with some sort of political retaliation, because there would be no political pull. No
people would
there.
Still be able to choose to go to that restaurant. They'd say, I just don't believe what that company says.
Take
I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
I like trichinosis. I'm going there. Whatever. This is a free country.
Well, no, it's not. We'd like it to be free, though.
Well, that's the idea.
But really, briefly, go ahead. If you don't believe me on this, go ahead and talk to a restaurateur. You know, at your favorite restaurant, whatever. Somebody you're on good terms with, somebody you've got a little bit of rapport with, perhaps. That's probably the best way to talk to them. But I guess just to ask anybody, any of them a question. Ask them how often the government comes in and inspects. Go ahead. Ask them how often it happens, and ask them if they are told in advance of it. Go ahead. I bet you odds are good that it's less than once or twice a year, and that they're always told in advance of a visit.
Mm.
Now, I'm sure there are some exceptions to that rule out there, but from the restaurateurs and the people that have worked in restaurants that I've spoken to, that is the case. So to suggest that that level of inspection is somehow going to be keeping you safe from foodborne illness and other things is absolutely asinine. Asinine. Now, what is keeping you safe is the fact that the marketplace wants you to come back and buy more. That's really, first and foremost, the number one factor as to why you are safe eating at restaurants and food service places. Because they want your business again. They don't want to bump you off. And so,
and if you just get sick from them or something like that, you're going to go out and tell your friends, and you're not going to eat at that restaurant.
In fact,
and are you telling me people don't get food poisoning now from restaurants? Apparently,
oh,
the government's failing us.
Well, they get food poisoning now, but really, I think most food poisoning instances actually come from misprepared home meals. It's just that people always chalk it up to, oh, it must have been the restaurant I ate at. No, it was probably you not washing your hands before you handled the faucet on the sink after you touched the chicken. Stuff like that, you know? But anyway. So the fact is, it's the marketplace that is really out there keeping you safe. And there are some programs that are going on that go far above and beyond the government's inspections. You mentioned Zagat's for the more upper crust restaurants, but even for chain places like McDonald's and Panera Bread, Burger King's, you know, these chain restaurants, they have internal inspections. They have their own inspection, like corporate inspection division,
which
that does not announce its visits. There are some announced ones, but sometimes they'll just come in. Oh, let's see your kitchen. Let's see the back.
Right.
Let's go around.
Because they want to know that the restaurants in their chain, the ones that are carrying their name,
right.
are protected. What's the government care if they do some bad, bad inspection? They don't care. They want their customers protected. They want their name protected. So the managers of these restaurants, they quake in fear from the inspections from the home office. They could really care less about the bureaucrats when they come through.
I know that my girlfriend tells me the restaurant she works in, when the government inspector comes in, he comes around and looks at the ceiling tiles, apparently,
mm.
and then gets a cup of coffee and sits down.
Well, They do have excellent coffee where she works.
Yeah. So, I mean, even when the government inspector comes in, I mean, it's usually no more than twice a year, maybe once a year. Even when they come in, they're not doing a good job because they're government bureaucrats. All they need to show their boss is, well, I went here today and here today and here today. Okay, you've done your job. Thanks.
And when they do go after people, it's likely to be politically motivated.
Yep. So there you go. 1-800-259-9231. We're completely in favor of cleanliness and pointing out that it's the marketplace that's keeping you safe today, not these government health inspectors, not these government health boards. They're just bureaucratic parasites like the rest of bureaucracies. Let's go to the phones. To the fun, you bring up anything. We talk to Mark in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live, Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mark. Ian sure knows how to yap, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a talker.
Anyway, two quick points. The first one, I moved to Philadelphia a couple months ago. It took me a couple months to catch up with you guys on the podcast.
Welcome back.
Thank you. And I found it really interesting right after I left Texas that Ian actually endorsed the aborting of retards.
When did that happen?
Ian said it was okay to abort retards if you knew your kid was, like,
I think it's
retarded.
Okay to abort anything.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You said it. I swear to God.
Well, it does. It sounds like
it's your parasite. You should be able to abort it.
He's not a big fan of children.
Wow.
Not a big fan of children, Ian.
Yeah, I noticed. Yeah. Anyway,
unfortunately for all of us, Ian has a vasectomy.
Yes.
He's not going to breed.
True. Anyway, the reason I called was about taxes, the income tax in particular. I'm a little confused on two different stances I'm hearing from the liberty movement. The first one is I hear you guys all the time talking about how the government steals our money and reallocates the funds to these different projects and stuff.
Yeah, they do.
And but at the same time, I also hear from the Grace Commission from the Reagan administration that our taxes are going towards nothing but to pay the interest off on the debt that we owe. And
So you're talking about federal taxes, not state and local taxes.
Exactly.
Let's talk about it here in moments. Hang on, dude. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. He may be right on the second point. I'm not really too sure, but I do know one thing's for sure. Regardless of the income tax itself, they are still stealing your money. We'll explain. It's Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free. It tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-330-1104. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-330-1104. 1-800-330-1104.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. Bring up anything. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's in here with you.
At Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. That's the place to go. The features are for free. If you like the show, then consider supporting us by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the program. It stands for advertise, market, and promote. The idea is a simple one. You send in $3 a month. We take that in and turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations across the country, spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. Once again, head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more about it. Learn about the perks you get, like access to the AmpOnly chat room, AmpOnly call-in lines, and more. All there at amp.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com. We go back to Mark in Pennsylvania. Now, Mark, you had said that you're a little bit confused, and if you could, just recap your question so we have time to appropriately address it.
Well, I hear two things coming from the freedom movement. The first thing I hear is that the income tax is theft. I completely understand that. One of the communist planks of a progressive income tax. I understand it. It's bad. And that they take this money that we make and they, you know, claim part of it, and so we use part of the income tax to pay for, you know, representative and senator salaries and different things, or the military, stuff like that. Yet on the other side of the freedom movement, I hear, like, for example, they claim that the Grace Commission during the Reagan administration said that the income tax does nothing but pay for the interest on the federal debt. So I don't know, you know, it's really confusing to me.
Well, I have struggled with the same question that you have. And obviously the Federal Reserve and its cozy little relationship with the federal government, and the Federal Reserve is about as federal as Federal Express. I mean, they just call themselves the Federal Reserve. They're an organization of central banks that works with the government, and the government contracts with them to produce the money. So when the government needs more money, they send the message to the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve prints that for them. So somewhere between the federal government and this organization of banks, they decide when the money is made. Where
so are they inflating the currency strictly to pay their own salaries?
They may be.
It's obscured because this cozy little relationship, they don't give us all the information. Apparently, the president appoints the chief of the Federal Reserve, but how do I know that he makes all the decisions? It's a private company. They don't have to release their information, any information they don't feel like releasing. So the answer is we don't know whether the
some people claim the IRS is private. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, they claim
no, they are a branch of the executive government under the Department of Treasury.
Well, what about the claims that it was at one point incorporated in Puerto Rico?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I haven't heard
that claim.
Well, now you have.
No, there's all kinds of interesting claims out there, and I don't know. It's hard to say exactly where the money goes. We do know the federal government is taking it, but I mean, presuming that the Grace Commission results are true and correct, and that 100% of the money the IRS takes goes to pay off the interest, then that would mean that, yes, they would have to be printing the money to make up for it, which is also a tax.
And you hear that claim in the America Freedom to Fascism movie.
Yeah.
That all of the money that the IRS takes strictly goes to pay off debt to the Federal Reserve.
Now, as I recall from my days of actually paying these federal taxes, they show you some sort of a bar graph.
Was a pie chart. Every 1040 form booklet, there was a pie chart to show you where your money went.
Well, I think it shows you the federal budget, which would be different from where your money's going, right? So if they show you a pie chart and say, here's the federal budget, well, you think that's where your income taxes are going.
That's
misdirection.
Right, very misleading.
Right, so that's just what you think. And this is, of course, what lawyers do. I mean, they want to mislead you into thinking certain things. And so it would make sense that the money is going to the debt, or is going to pay the interest on the United States government's debt, and then they're just printing the money to make up for whatever they're lacking. So I think that does that help clear anything up for you?
Not really, because it's still confusing. The government doesn't really want to tell us what's going on with our tax money.
Sure, but you're clear that we're just as confused as you are, right?
Yeah, completely.
Right, and I don't see why it's really even an issue. I mean, it's just more of a detail than anything else. I mean, the issue is the government confiscating your wealth from you by force. That's the issue, and there's no denying that.
One way that I've figured out to stop paying taxes is that, or at least federal taxes, put it that way, is to claim 9 on the W-2, I think it is, which is what I've been doing for the last year.
What is that? What is 9?
And I stopped filing. 9 dependents.
So if you claim 9 dependents, they let you keep all your money?
Yeah, I don't know if you've, when you fill out the actual form, it asks you about yourself, so you claim 1. And, or you're the head of a household, so you claim 1. So that's 2. Right?
Okay.
So they take less money out. But if you claim 0, they take more money
out. Right.
Right. So I put 9.
Now,
I have no children. I'm not married, but I put 9.
But do you fill out the taxes at the end of the year?
They take 0 out.
But do you fill out their tax forms at the end of the year?
No. I didn't last year.
So they're continuing, your place of business is continuing to give you your full paychecks then?
Well, aside from local and state taxes, yes.
But interesting.
Aren't you concerned? I mean, it seems like the government punishes non-filers, period, far less than it punishes people who lie to them on their little IRS forms.
See, that's the thing, is I'm not filing a form, so I'm not really lying.
Sure, you're not filing a...
Aren't you filing a W-2?
You're filing a W-4.
I'm filing a W-2, yeah, sure. Maybe that is somewhat of a lie.
Yeah, if you don't have 9 dependents, it would seem like they would consider that a lie.
It's going to take
you in keeping all your money. But the most I can do there is send you a cookie in prison.
Well, let's just pray that Ron Paul actually gets the Republican nomination and wins this thing.
If I believed in praying, I certainly would be.
It's going to take the IRS 6 to 8 years to catch up with me in the first place. And if they don't exist in 6 to 8 years, it's not going to matter.
Yeah, I would love that.
That'd be awesome, Mark. Thanks for the call tonight.
Appreciate hearing from you, sir.
800-259-9231.
I really wish prayer worked. I mean, I love the idea. I don't know that it does. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm not sure.
No, science has pretty much shown that
I've seen some, I've seen some science that says that it doesn't.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
It would seem like that prayer works on me, like, you know, the power of positive thinking kind of thing. Like,
I'm all for positive thinking.
I can pray that my health gets better, and likely I think it would.
Right, but you could also do the same thing by, you know, getting up in the morning saying that you're grateful for healing and getting better and that sort of thing.
That's the sort of affirmative prayer that I believe in.
Right, that's not really a prayer.
If I pray for your health, it's not really going to do any good.
Well, praying, I don't think affirmations are the same as prayer, because when you're praying, you're sort of offering up to some sort of deity. You're offering up to something with a consciousness that is going to grant you a benefit. And I think that it's a little... I think prayers come with a little more expectation than does an affirmation.
I think that it's an issue of semantics. I mean, essentially, when you pray hard enough, you're making an affirmation. Fine.
But you're saying that... But again, if it's an affirmation about yourself, that's the only thing you can affirm. You can't affirm things for other people, right? Which is similar to prayer. You can't pray for...
The religious philosophy that I believe in says that I am a piece of God, and I can therefore make things happen in the real world.
Can you be God?
I am God.
But can you really be God?
What do you mean?
I mean, can you advance from being a piece of God to a whole God?
But I am a whole God.
Okay, but you said you were a piece of God.
Well, you know, I'm a piece of the whole God. Whatever. It's just a bunch of... hooey, right? But the science I've seen, and I somewhat believe it, says that, in fact, you know, they've done studies on people with heart problems and, you know, put them in all kinds of blind studies and that kind of thing. And, you know, people who got prayed for didn't do any better than people who didn't.
Yep, exactly. 1-800, not to rain on anybody's parade or anything like that, but, hey, them's the science. Not that people that believe in prayer necessarily are too big fans of science, so they'll probably just discount that. Science is a tool of the devil. They're trying to trick you. The devil, don't they say that Jesus or God or whatever left the dinosaur bones to try to test your faith? Isn't that the religious people's excuse for that?
Well, lots
one?
Of people claim lots of different things,
yeah.
In order to make their religions fit. And I don't know. I mean, it seems to me that the dinosaur bones were probably left by dinosaurs because they were their skeletons, and likely they roamed around the earth, you know, however many millions of years ago, as they said.
The religious people say that's not possible. They say it's only been around 6,000 years, right?
Well, that's because they did the math in the Bible, and I think that I think that there's a lot of good things in the Bible. I just don't think that you should base your religion on Genesis, which is where they get a lot of these numbers from. Genesis is, you know, it's a collection of Jewish legends.
There you go. 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything. It's not to say that you shouldn't be privy to have your own religion and whatever. Please, have a religion. Believe in stuff. But the science is interesting.
Yeah, people that believe that the devil left the bones to confuse us aren't looking at the same understanding of Christianity that I have, because the devil cannot create anything.
There are
he is not a creator.
Sects. Wait, there is a sect of Christianity that says the devil did it and God did it?
Yeah, all the kinds of different things. But my understanding is that only God can create things.
Mandatory breathalyzer tests was not a creation of God. We'll talk about it in hour three. It's Free Talk Live. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Do you need...